Chapter 9. The Tower of Babel. Some of Noah's descendants soon began to turn away from God. Others followed Noah's example and obeyed the commandments of God. Not all of those who were rebellious believed the same thing about what caused the flood. Some did not believe there was a God. They thought the flood happened as a result of natural causes. Others believed there was a God who had destroyed the world by the flood. But, the same as Cain, they rebelled against God because he destroyed the wicked and cursed the earth a third time by a flood. People who hated God felt uncomfortable around the righteous who loved and obeyed him. These rebellious people decided to move away from those who were faithful to God. They wanted to live where they would not feel guilty because of the way the righteous lived. The wicked people moved a long way from those who were faithful to God. The wicked chose a large plain where they could build a city, live together, and not be scattered. Then they decided to build a large tower that would reach to the clouds. They thought that if they built their tower higher than the waters had reached during the flood, they would be safe if another flood came. If there was another flood, the people of the world would honor them for building a tower to save everyone. They would be as gods and rule over all the people. The tower was to show the skill and importance of the builders. The tower would turn the attention of the people away from God and lead them to worship idols. People were living in the tower before the tower was finished. The rooms were decorated very beautifully and used for idol worship. People who did not believe in God thought that when their tower reached into the clouds, they would be able to learn why the flood had come. They honored themselves more than God and rebelled against him. But God did not allow these wicked people to finish building their tower. When the tower was very tall, the Lord sent two angels to confuse the language of the builders. Men had been placed at different levels on the tower to pass on messages from those who needed building materials at the top. The workmen on the top shouted the message down to the first man, who would shout the message down to the second man below. He passed the message down to the third man. The message was passed on this way until the message reached the men on the ground. Shouting the message from one person to another was the way they knew what materials were needed at the top. When the angels confused the workmen's language, the workmen could not understand each other. The messages that reached the ground asked for the wrong materials. The materials were not what the people at the top had ordered. After the people worked hard to get the materials to the top, those carrying them that they had not brought up what was wanted. The men at the top got angry and cursed those who brought the wrong materials for being stupid. Soon they got so angry at each other that they could not work together. They could not understand what had happened and why they spoke different languages. So they gave up the work and scattered to different parts of the earth. People who could speak the same language went to live together. Until this time, people had spoken the same language. Now there were many languages. God showed the people he was angry with what they had done. He sent lightning from heaven to break off the top of the tower and send the tower crashing to the ground. God destroyed the tower to teach the rebellious human family that he is in charge of the world.